Good morning, houseplants. Yes, it's wake-up time. While you're yawning and waking up, I'll read this little poem to you entitled Ode to Houseplants. Of my many houseplants that yet struggle to survive, some on various holidays as gifts did arrive, such as the Christmas cactus, jade plant, azalea, Easter lily, chrysanthemum, sansevieria, poinsettia, philodendron, and English ivy. To water, feed, clean, and transplant them is no small chore, not to mention ridding them of aphids, blight, and more. Still, they bring me much joy with each new leaf and flower. I enjoy their beauty and their unique plant power. For each plant has its own special personality. The plants that give me the greatest delight and pleasure are of the seeds, nodes, and cuttings of 4-inch measure that I've planted very carefully in pots of clay and in anxiety watched for growth day after day. You see, they are the houseplants that have grown just for me. Think now, what gives pleasure? Plants that have grown just for me. Grow, that's the bottom line, and you can do it. Say it all together now, grow, 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 grow. All right, let's get to work. You big fellows, if you want to vie with trees, you must stand tall. Try this exercise. On the count of one, stand straight. Two, up on your toes. Three, fling limbs up. Four, stretch limbs out to side and rest. Again, one, head high. Two, straighten trunk. Three, reach for the ceiling. Four, reach for the walls and rest. Repeat several times, 3 or 4 times a day. Practice daily, and you will be adding inches to your height. Here's a couple of pointers for you vines. First, I'd like to ask, are you climbers just clinging there? I hope not. A clinging vine is so inert and passive-looking. You're a climber. I want you robust and hearty. grab hold of whatever is near you and climb it. It doesn't matter if it's a trellis, a moss post, or a branch of driftwood. That's your mountain. Climb it. As for you trailing vines, here is a simple little exercise for you. Ready? Bend forward and down, and bounce, bounce, bounce. Again. Bend, reach for the floor, and stretch, stretch, stretch. This will do wonders for you if you apply yourself. Seeds, I know you feel real cozy tucked in your little pot of warm, moist earth. But I want you to stir. Otherwise, you may become dormant. Wiggle your toes. Bend your knees. Bring them to your chin. Thrust your legs down and snap up to a standing position and stretch. Relax and stretch again. You keep working on that stretch, and before long, you'll be poking your little noses right out of the soil. A word now to you plants in hanging baskets or bowls. If you're a fern, be cautious of wet feet. Don't stand in water puddles. Take your mistings, but step out of the water. Whether you're a fern or a spider plant, all you need to do is push your stems up high and lean out wide to the sides. You must practice this constantly. African violets, pay attention to me. I want you to look under your leaves at your tiny buds nestled there. Look them over carefully. See that they have the moisture they require, or they'll never become the flower you want them to be. Gently nudge the plump buds out of the nest. They're fat enough to be on their own, but continue being mother hen to the tiny ones. Meanwhile, practice push-ups every day to keep your foliage thick and healthy. Some of you plants may be feeling unhappy and forlorn because you've been moved into a new pot. Certainly, moving can be traumatic, and it's easy to mope around and be blue. You very likely felt secure in your old home, even though you were cramped for space. Now that you have more room, spread out those toes, plant your feet firmly, and flex those leg muscles. Get busy at whatever exercise applies to you and grow. Good afternoon, green friends. This morning I talked to you about growing. If you work at your daily dozens, you will indeed grow. However, if you want to be popular, if you want to be the favored plant, you will have to go one step further. You will have to make yourself beautiful. So, houseplants, be objective and look at yourselves critically. Let's see what we can do to glamorize you. Foliage is your attire, and the way you wear your verdant apparel will impart or negate comeliness. Shed all your dry, wilted, and stunted leaves. Whether your leaves are sawtoothed, pointed, scalloped, oval, or round, see that they are all perfectly formed. Whatever hue of green or other color nature has attributed to you, wear it extravagantly. Present yourselves in luxurious foliate robes of verdant profusion. Take a creeping plant like baby tears, for instance. If you just sullenly poke along inch by inch, you'll simply be another creeper. Instead of pokey footing, try somersaulting. That would be fun to do, and it would make you excited and happy. A lively looking plant is a beautiful plant. Try it. feel the difference? See how dewy, fresh, and springy your miniature leaves appear? If you tall plants let yourselves get into the habit of leaning, you will appear tired and old. Remember, think tall, think straight. If you happen to be a Schefflera, keep the toes of your leaves pointed out and spread your 8-leaf whorls open into leafy fans like a peacock spreads his feathers. Climbing vines, if you clamber up your mountain too fast, you'll reach the top in near nakedness. Take time to dress yourselves in adequate, shimmering green foliage. If you expect to become king of the mountaintop, remember, a king is elegantly dressed. Trailing vines, race your way down to the floor, and you may become an unsightly, singular vine dangling in skimpy foliage. Linger occasionally. Put on more foliage. And give the shorter vines time to catch up. Several vines trailing together look much more luxuriant than only one. ferns, lift your feathery stems lightly and airily above and gracefully droop them around you. You too, spider plant, arc your slender leaves about you gracefully as a ballerina's arms. Hold up your baby spiders and show them off proudly. African violets fully display your blossomed buds in all their colorful beauty. Display them like exquisite, colorful gems. Keep these good growing habits and use each new leaflet, each new sprout, each little bud to its fullest potential. Do this, and you will surely be someone's favorite plant. As your indoor flora mentor, I've suggested exercises for you, gave you tips about good growing habits, and pointed out some aids to beautify yourselves. We are near the eve of the day. How do you feel? Have you been working along with me? Do you really feel satisfied with yourselves? Good. I'll play some music with a sprightly tempo. Let's make one last real good effort for the day. Sure, you can do it one more time. Okay? Get ready. Stand tall. Stand straight. Reach for the ceiling. Good, good. Now reach for the walls. Down to the floor. That's great. Push up and up. Bounce, bounce. And stretch. Wonderful. Do you feel some tingling in your stems? Do you feel tired but vibrant? That's fine. I'll play some soft music to gentle you into relaxation. Isn't that nice? while we're relaxing, let's chit-chat a little. I'd like you to know that of all the indoor flora, I've had the privilege to be mentor to. I found you'd be the most cooperative and the most congenial. I believe you are well on your way to becoming magnificent plants. I've known some real beauties in my time, and you are looking good. Once I saw a gloxinia with velvet red trumpets that were gorgeous, and so deep, one could almost fall head over heels into one of them. There were begonias laden so heavily with rose pink and cherry red flowers, you had to poke your finger through them to find the green or bronze leaves. Spider plants with cascading stems and dozens of plantlets filling the entire length and width of a bay window. Massive ropes of ivy, trailing or climbing as their natures dictated. Palm plants, grown full height to the ceiling, filtering the sunlight and casting lacy shadows throughout the room. Green friends, be confident. It is possible. You can be beautiful. Dream on. Dream of virtuous splendor.